Hello, everybody. It's John the Fantasy Horseman here. Happy Sunday to everybody. Good morning. Hopefully everybody's doing well today. Nice day in Philly. I'm going to enjoy some football today. Just did some laundry. So I have a little time to check on some possibly more sleepers for today. So I figured I'd give you a quick rundown of what I've looked into. I believe that Julio Jones is not going to play for the Atlanta Falcons today, so Russell Gage definitely would be in play. I think Hayden Hurst is going to play, and I think Ridley's going to play, but there's also another sleeper wide receiver. I can't say his first name. It's Zacharias, if you're really in a pinch for a wide receiver. Here might be one of the top ads of the day. This Kendall Hinton is possibly going to be playing quarterback for Denver. I know he's eligible at wide receiver in Yahoo and maybe CBS. I'm not sure about ESPN. So if he's still available and you can play him at wide receiver and get quarterback production. Well, he might be splitting time with Royce Freeman. But still probably a good ad. He's probably picked up already. But if he is available on your waiver wire, I'd put in for him. Kalen Ballage, I believe, is out for the Chargers. And Austin Eckler is off the IR. They said they're going to ease him in, but I would think he's going to get a majority of the snaps and definitely catch some passes out of the backfield because Justin Herbert has been playing pretty well, and now he's just getting another weapon back. If you're in a pinch for a quarterback, I don't think Tua is going to play this week. It's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he actually has not been – he's been pretty solid throughout the whole year. If you don't like him, there's possibly Jalen Hurts might be getting a little more time for the Eagles. I'm hearing he's practicing with the first team. So maybe he gets a quarter or two. Maybe they're getting blown out. Maybe he'll come in the second half. I don't know. I think they're going to start looking at him, though. And like I said before, Royce Freeman, he might get some attempts. He may do the Wildcat, I'm guessing. Because all three Denver quarterbacks have tested positive for the coronavirus. A couple other players here. I got a tight end. This is a very deep, deep sleeper. Tyler Eifert today. I don't know, this last game he caught a couple passes. I wouldn't be too high on him, but Chark is out, so they need targets to somebody. Maybe another sneaky play on the Buffalo Bills wide receiver, Greg Davis, because I believe John Brown is out. I know they have Beasley, and I know they have Diggs, but he still can get some receptions and stuff. Another tight end who actually hasn't been doing too bad on the Eagles, Richard Rodgers. Now, I know that I'm not sure if Ertz is going to play today or not, but Richard Rodgers has been doing well, even with Dallas Goedert playing. So if you're in a pinch for a tight end, Richard Rodgers has been putting up some not bad numbers. So anyway, that's some of my more sleepers for today. If I have any more before the games, or maybe I'll just discuss some of the games later. I think that'll be it for today. So hopefully everybody will enjoy their Sunday, enjoy the games. This is a big week for fantasy. This is to try to get into the playoffs or to adjust your playoff position. So hopefully everybody does well today. I think I definitely need to win in one of these leagues to get to the playoffs. So hopefully that will happen. I will talk to you later. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.